Good luck the rest of the night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for all your hard work there.
May they all go as smooth as that.
Thank you for that. Have a good evening.
You too.
Our next public hearing this evening is case number 12,256. Enrico Lachman seeks variances from the rear yard setback requirements for an existing structure, sections 115.42 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest corner of Oak Drive and Magnolia Drive in the Angola Neck Park subdivision. The 911 address is 22836 Magnolia Drive, Lewis. The zoning district is GR, General Residential. The tax parcel ID is District 234, map 12.14, parcel 44.01. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 3.5-foot variance and a 3.4-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard setback for an existing second floor platform and steps. Staff would note that we've received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
It is Jan Lachman, 22836 Magnolia Drive, the property.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but?
I do.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you all today?
Just fine, and you?
All right.
Pretty good. Please explain your request and address the standards for us, please.
Okay. So, going just through the standards of the application, basically, it's a corner lot. As you can see, with where the house is placed, we thought we were in compliance when we built the steps. We had done drawings, submitted them to the building permit office. The building permit office had asked our builder for a plot plan showing the house in the property. We provided it, and they gave us the building permit. We were under the impression that we were in compliance. We didn't find out that we were not until a person from Planning and Zoning came out 3 days after the steps had been completed and told us the setback was not what we thought it was. So it was an oversight on our part, and when we had brought up that the building department for building permit had asked for the plot plan, their response was they didn't even know why they asked for it. So there was confusion related to that. If we had known, we would have just made the steps smaller and not had to go through all of this. So, in terms of the list that was on the application, for uniqueness of the property, like I said before, it's a corner lot. Where the steps are to the back of it, there's two completely undeveloped wooded lots. To the best of my knowledge, lot 44 on there, there's no plans at all in the future for it to ever be developed. 43, I have no clue with. In terms of cannot otherwise be developed, we built the steps in the first place to provide access to the second floor for my parents. They're getting older in age and they can't really climb up the attic ladder to begin with anyway, so it's just for ease of access to attic for storage and everything else. And like I said, if we had known about the setback difference from what it was, we would have just made the steps smaller. It's currently an 8x8 deck with steps leading down to the ground floor, and there's a landing partway through. For not created by the applicant, like I said, we thought we were in compliance, so we built what we told the building department we were going to build and find out we were wrong. For not altering the essential character of the neighborhood, it's mostly a summer neighborhood for the full-time residents. They've all been in place generally for years. Just for example, right next to us is actually property owned by family. The lot behind us is owned by family. The steps themselves are actually built by a person across the street. So those are the only people that can even see the steps to begin with. And minimum variance, the steps are in place, so it's not going to change at any time in the future for any reason. It just kind of is there at this point. There's no plans to add anything else to the property or make any other changes to it.
Who obtained the permit?
The builder obtained the permit.
Builder did, yeah, okay. Who was the builder?
It was Birds Carpentry, LLC.
Okay, and do you have an address for them?
Yeah, it is 34013 Oak Drive, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Okay, and to be clear, at what point in the building process did they recognize that it was in violation?
After, it was 3 days after it had been completely finished, final inspections were all done, everything was finished.
So nothing was picked up in the framing inspection or anything?
No.
All right. Are there questions from members of the board?
No. At this time.
I have more of a statement than a question. When you submitted your plans to building code, that was for building code review. Not, you didn't submit a surveyed plot plan showing these stairs, did you?
We submitted the plans for the stairs. The builder came back to us and told us that the building department was asking for a plot plan of the property. So we provided one that was finished after the house had been built, showing clearly the setbacks, the property line, everything else. And then they issued the building permit after that. After we found out the problem with the setback, I went to the planning and zoning department. It was the person that came out, sorry, was by the name of Kelly Passwaters, was the one who actually came out to site and told us it was wrong. So I went in to find out what had happened, and when I brought up that they had asked for the plot plan for the building permit, they responded was they didn't even know why they asked for it. They never checked that anyway, is what I was told.
That's the truth, that it's building code that you submitted your drawing to.
Right.
But you signed the agreement, or your builder signed the agreement with the setbacks on it.
Correct.
Which makes that your responsibility to follow.
We were under the impression it was a 5-foot setback, as was the builder. I guess he didn't read the list. I know that on the permit, the setbacks are listed, but it seems that he didn't read it, and we didn't check it because we have a building permit. We thought we were good to go forward with it.
And just for clarification, if it were a first floor stairs, then it could encroach 5 feet.
That's probably where it was.
You mentioned the neighbor built the stairs and then mentioned the builder signed for the permit. Is the builder your neighbor?
Yeah, he is. He's across the street, actually. Kind of at an angle.
Are there any other questions from members of the board? Or perhaps Mr. Sharp?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I do have a statement to make before we do a motion.
Okay.
I feel that whether it's the builder or the property owner is the ultimate one responsible. That you, to me, you're telling me you just kind of built it the way you wanted it and didn't even make sure that you were in the setbacks.
We thought we were in setbacks. We honestly thought we were in full compliance with the setbacks. Did not realize the error until someone came out and corrected us for it. And then after that, we're trying to alleviate it with all measures to be in compliance with it. Unfortunately, the steps are built. And like I said, if we had known about the 10-footer, if the builder or us had read it, we would have just made it smaller to be within the setbacks. It was a complete just mistake.
If the builder, you had read what?
The listed setbacks on the building permit. Because on the building permit itself, the document says 10 feet. I didn't read it. I didn't see it until after the fact. Like I said, we thought we were good because they had asked for the plot plan and they had the prints for the stairs that said it was this big, and we hadn't built anything in years. We're not professional builders. He is. I don't know what happened in that regard. But we thought we were fine.
The homeowner. He'll probably get a letter from us.
Okay. As soon as we found out, we let him know about it too, and it was a surprise to him as well. So.
Did he offer to come with you tonight?
No, we didn't think it was needed.
I don't have anything else.
Okay. Well, if there's no other questions, then we'll entertain a motion. And before it's denied, for lack of a motion, I'll call one more time. Does anyone wish to table it, or?
I'd like to make a motion to table it the next regular meeting.
Okay.
Just chance we got it a little bit more.
More time to think about it? Would that be the reason?
Be more reason, yes.
Okay, and that's a second?
Second that.
So, motion's been made to table it and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carried. It's been tabled to our next regular meeting. You can come if you'd like, but the hearing's closed, so there'll be no other comment. You can find out the results of our deliberation by either watching the internet, or you can call the office the following morning. Thank you.
And just to be clear, the next meeting is next Monday. So we will
It is.
We will get that on the agenda this evening before. Make